Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Clemens moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Gabrielson reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodgers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie fields it and has Gabrielson trapped. There's the throw to Bailey and over to Mazeroski, who tags Gabrielson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabrielson throws the ball into Rodgers, who tags Stargell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lynch scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Banks reaches second base with a double. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch, who is chasing the ball. Amalfitano reaches third base with a triple. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clemens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Amalfitano scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clemens moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Santo reaches second base with a double. Clemens scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gabrielson for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdun strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Gene Alley. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Gene Freese pinch hits for Bob Friend. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Pagliarani moves to third. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to home to get Pagliarani. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Roy Face now pitching. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0 for 3 in the game. Burkell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burkell moves to third. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Elston moves to second. Frank Bourque now pitching. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to home to get Burkell. Elston moves to third. Amalfitano moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elston scores. Amalfitano moves to third. Clemens moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. John Gellner now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Stargell moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Schofield reaches second base with a double. Stargell scores. Mazeroski moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Don Clendenin pinch hits for John Gellner. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Schofield scores. It's Pirates, 4, Cubs, 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 4 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Schaefer pinch runs for Dick Bertel. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schaefer moves to second. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Elston. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schaefer scores. Rogers moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.